There is no revolution in Czechoslovakia. The thing that has happened in the last 24 hours has nothing whatever to do with economic or social discontent. It was an irresistible outburst of a people's indignation, yet it remained disciplined and humane. A people, never a mob. After months of nerve-wracking strain, ending in a terrible day of foreboding and rumours, the will of the people suddenly proclaimed itself. For what reason? Because the news was out that the Czechoslovak government had accepted the peremptory demands of the German, French and British governments for a partition of the Republic. But there was something more than that, something that has made this manifestation of a people's will truly heroic. Everyone who took part, and all classes of the people, men, women and children, took part, had heard the broadcast in which the government's decision was explained, or at least knew what was in it. They had heard, therefore, all of them, that the government had accepted the demands solely because it believed that Czechoslovakia was left entirely alone, surrounded by enemies, so that to resist would almost certainly mean extermination. And yet, every one of them turned out into the streets in order to show somehow, as best they could, one thing, that they would rather fight and die for their republic, even if the cause were completely hopeless. That was the sole aim of this rising of the Czechoslovak people. A crowd burst into the Prague broadcasting station, breaking a little glass in the process. But once inside, did it loot and smash, as a revolutionary mob would have done? No. All it asked was to be allowed to speak through the microphone to the peoples of the world, to explain to them that it would rather die than yield, and to ask for a government composed of its beloved soldiers. In short, the two things most characteristic of this utterly spontaneous outburst of the people have been the people's open-eyed decision to defend the Republic, whatever the consequence, and the people's love of the army. This is really a people's army. That is, although it is a thoroughly modern and expert army, the people feel it is their own army. And at the same time, it is a democratic army. In spite of the fact that the people turn to it unhesitatingly in the moment of need, this army made no attempt to seize power or to influence.